Oh, the woke media. I think one of the reasons this channel continues to grow at the rate it grows is because there are so many institutions here in America that have lost all credibility. The federal government, the CDC, the media. You guys know that when you come here, I'm just going to give you the truth. I'm going to give you the facts. And if I make a mistake, I'll say, hey, made a mistake. We got that wrong. But you guys know I'm going to be honest with you. We don't get that from a lot of these mainstream institutions anymore. They just don't get it. The woke media views everything through the lens of racism. I guess most of these people are making up for their white guilt, the burden of carrying around all of that white privilege. The other day, we talked about Doug Gottlieb's comments regarding Simone Biles pulling out of the competition in the Olympics. Now, I didn't think that Doug Gottlieb said anything wrong. I don't agree with his assessment. He made the point that we won't be critical of Simone Biles for dropping out of the Olympics due to mental health reasons, but we would have been critical of LeBron James if he had done the same thing. Doug Gottlieb, I think, was partially wrong on both fronts because Simone Biles has received a lot of criticism. To be fair, she has also been defended by a lot of people too, especially in the woke media. I actually came to the defense of Simone Biles. I also said that many people would criticize LeBron James if he had done the same thing because LeBron James has lost the luxury of being given the benefit of the doubt. It doesn't matter what LeBron James does. He has pissed off so many people with his anti-American politics that there are a lot of people out there that are going to hate LeBron James no matter what he does. He can't win. Simone Biles, on the other hand, before this week, Simone Biles has been mostly loved and respected. My main point was with Doug Gottlieb and what he said, we tend to be more understanding with people that we like and respect than we are with people that we hold in contempt. LeBron James has put himself in a position where half of the population in America is going to refuse to support him. That's why Space Jam 2 bombed at the box office. I will say one thing, though, about Simone Biles before we move forward. She came out earlier this morning, and she said that she didn't quit at the Olympics. Now, I know I was kind of light on her the other day, but look, there's really no other way to slice this. We can argue all day whether or not she had a valid reason for doing what she did. But the fact of the matter is, she was there, she was dressed, and she didn't compete. She wasn't physically injured. I don't know what else you can call it but quitting. She might have had a legitimate reason with the mental health thing, but it was quitting. She didn't compete. I don't know how else you can describe what she did. Now, I'm not blaming her for it. We all handle things differently. Some people can push through stuff like that. Some people can't. Now, let's get back to Doug Gottlieb. And we're going to go ahead and throw in Charlie Kirk into this conversation too, just for good measure. Charlie Kirk was absolutely brutal with his criticism of Simone Biles. If you haven't seen the 2-minute clip from his radio show, I encourage you to go check it out after watching this video, or just pause this video and go find it on Twitter. Normally, I would quote things like that for you, but Charlie Kirk was so passionate and so brutal with his commentary that there was just no way I could replicate it. He called Simone Biles a sociopath. He called her a shame to America. He basically called her a traitor. He took it personally. He took it personally. Doug Gottlieb was mild compared to Charlie Kirk. He didn't attack Simone Biles personally. I feel like Charlie Kirk kind of did. You call someone a sociopath, that is a personal attack. However, as brutal as Charlie Kirk was towards Simone Biles, neither he nor Doug Gottlieb were criticizing her based on her race or her gender. And even though I didn't necessarily agree with either one of them, I thought both of their takes were legitimate. CNN didn't see it that way. CNN ran a video montage of the criticism levied at Simone Biles, with the tagline on the screen reading, "White male talking heads question courage of Simone Biles." Never has there been so much inaccurate information in just a 9-word sentence. First of all, what Simone Biles did was not courageous. It would have been courageous had she fought through the adversity. I would call what she did smart. She was looking out for herself and her own well-being. But I wouldn't call it courageous. The reason I'm not calling it courageous is because she knew the woke media in this country would put her on a pedestal and make her heroic. There's no risk there. There's nothing courageous about that. That's why I have an issue with Megan Rapinoe and Gwen Berry acting like they are taking a stand or being brave when they do their ridiculous protest. Muhammad Ali was brave. Muhammad Ali took a stand when he knew he would be criticized for it. He risked his damn career for what he believed in. That is courage. What Megan Rapinoe and Gwen Berry are doing, that's not courageous. They know that they're going to be praised for it. They have nothing to lose by doing their protest. Courage is doing something when you know you're going to face adversity for doing it. I commend Simone Biles for looking out for herself, but you're not going to find me calling it courageous. Seems the woke media doesn't know the definition of the word. Now, second, there was absolutely no reason for CNN to push race into this conversation. Nothing of what Charlie Kirk and Doug Gottlieb said had anything to do with race. Matter of fact, Doug Gottlieb, in a way, was defending LeBron James. Last I checked, LeBron James is black. CNN host Brianna Kyler, who I had never heard of before researching this story, she called out Charlie Kirk and Doug Gottlieb and threw in Piers Morgan for good measure. She called out all three white dudes for having the audacity to be critical of Simone Biles. She noted that they shouldn't be critical of her because she was the only survivor of the abuse at the hands of Larry Nassar. What does that situation from years ago have to do with what's going on right now? Nothing. Why should they not be able to criticize Simone Biles because something awful happened to her years ago? It just doesn't make any sense. I also noticed Brianna Kyler didn't include any of the black men or black women that criticized Simone Biles. Jason Whitlock called her out. Michael Shea made jokes about the situation. Candace Owens wasn't supportive of Simone Biles' decision. There were numerous black people who does not support Simone Biles. Yet, CNN presents it like it's only the evil white man going after the young black woman. Why? Why? Because the only purpose of CNN in 2021 is to push the myth of systemic racism as the biggest threat in America. CNN's purpose is to keep us divided. Now, I know some of the younger people in my audience might find this hard to believe, but believe it or not, CNN used to be a respected network. CNN used to actually report the news. Back in the 90s, when Ted Turner was in charge, CNN was number one in cable news. They used to have this show called Crossfire. It would feature panelists from both sides, one arguing the Democratic point, the other arguing the Republican point. Of course, this was at a time when both sides could disagree politically, but still respect each other. Back in the 90s, we didn't threaten to cancel people just because we disagreed politically. Fast forward to 2021, the main objective at CNN is to keep everybody divided. This story is a prime example of them trying to do that. There was absolutely no reason to inject race into the conversation. I said this the other day. This ordeal with Simone Biles has largely remained apolitical. She has her supporters, she has her detractors. But for the most part, race and politics had stayed out of the conversation. Leave it to CNN to take Simone Biles and use her to promote their woke agenda. Everything is racist. These evil white men are attacking this poor woman because she's black. CNN has become the propaganda news network. I guess it really doesn't matter, though. You know that old saying, if a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a sound? Does it make noise? That applies to CNN. They promote their propaganda 24 hours a day, but no one hears it. If Doug Gottlieb hadn't brought attention to this story, no one would have heard about it because no one is watching CNN. Ratings for July in prime time are down 52% from 2020. They have lost nearly 200,000 viewers. CNN averages just 856,000 viewers on a daily basis. There are shows on MTV and WeTV with bigger audiences. Hell, there are YouTube channels with more influence than CNN. I'm actually surprised that ESPN hasn't turned the Simone Biles story into a racial issue. I can't believe Captain Woke, Stephen A. Smith, hasn't turned this into an issue of systemic racism. Maybe the Maria Taylor situation has given ESPN some hesitancy. Perhaps they're taking a break from the propaganda. I don't know. Who the hell could blame them if that's the case? ESPN has been destroyed because of woke politics. I can't imagine they'll stay quiet for long, though. Give it time. Give it time. ESPN, they're just drying off right now. They will dive back into that woke pond eventually. Now, what do you guys think of CNN turning comments made by Charlie Kirk, Doug Gottlieb, Piers Morgan about Simone Biles into an issue about race? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.